Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Houston. Alongside Clint Sterner and Wade Smith, I'm Jeremy Branham, broadcasting live from the Bear Bryant Awards Post Oak Hotel in Uptown. And right out of the gate, we're coming out hot. Lee Corso is joining us. Coach Corso, thanks so much for taking the time to say hello to us. Tell us about this season in college football. Finally,
it was one of the greatest seasons. You know, the funny thing about the LSU game was LSU had beaten the finest football team ever last year was Clemson. Ever played. This year, the best team ever beat the best team ever from last year. So it was a great season. LSU was tremendous. I put the Tiger head on five times, and we won five times. So I'm excited about that. LSU had a fantastic team.
Coach, what about you mentioned the greatest season ever right there, and I think that's obviously a debate that's pretty popular right now, coast to coast, across the nation in sports talk. Radio, but what is it about this LSU season that puts it over the top and that you would say this is the greatest season in college football?
They beat seven top 10 teams. Well, they were top 10. They beat seven of them. And they won, I think, 12 games by double digits. Do I have to say any more? they beat the best teams. They beat the best teams they could play. They beat them all, and they beat them all bad. And so I think that's reason why I picked them as the number one team in America.
What do you think about Joe Burrow?
Oh, he's sensational. He's unbelievable. I tell you what impressed me the most. He got hit one time near the goal line throwing a ball, and he was really hurt. I'm telling you, I can see him come off of his ribs, and he was really hurt. So he was standing there right there, and I knew he was hurt. He came back out at halftime and did some exercising, but he played super, and I know he was hurt. I bet you if you find out, he had something wrong with his ribs, because I saw him get hit right in front of me, and he threw a touchdown pass to Moss, and that's the time he got hit.
Lee Corso is our guest, co-host of Game Day. Of course, has playing days at Florida State, spent some time in the coaching business as well, was a head coach at Louisville, Indiana, Northern Illinois, but you know him best for College Game Day. You mentioned Joe Burrow. We were talking about him just a moment ago. He's the projected number one pick in the NFL draft. Does his game translate to the NFL?
To me, I don't see how he can. You got to have a quarterback. I don't care if it's college or in football, you got to have a quarterback. And I think Cincinnati has the number one pick. Why would they take Chase Young? They'll double-team him and do things that try to scheme him. But you got to have a quarterback. There's no my opinion, I would take a quarterback. There's no question about these. He should be number one in Cincinnati.
Talk a little bit about the job that Ed Orgeron did at LSU this year. You talk about now that, you know, it's the greatest season that you've ever seen, and I agree with you. Just talk about the job that Ed's done there.
Well, he's done. The great thing about him is he coached the coaches. You know, that's one thing people say about a head coach. What the head coach's job is, number one, to coach his coaches, select the right coaches, and then motivate the team. And he did that as good as anybody. He hired good people, let them do their job, and they went on for him.
Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, Jeremy Branham, broadcasting live from the Bear Bryant Awards at the Post Oak Hotel, Uptown. Coach, the mascot heads and the not-so-fast are two things that I think of whenever I think of Lee Corso. Where was the origins of that? Where did the mascot heads come about? Where did the not-so-fast catchphrase come from?
Well, first of all, the head job, I was sitting on a stage one time at Columbus, at Ohio. Ohio State's playing Michigan, and Brutus the Buckeye walked by, and I said, third straight, hey, Kirk, you know, if you get me that head, I put it on, and I'm picking Ohio State, and now I won't have to say a word. He said, okay. So the next day, I got the head, and it got to me my turn, and I sat there, and he said, okay, coach, and I reached over, and I put him on, and boy, the crowd went crazy, and the people in the truck went crazy, and the people at ESPN went crazy, and I said, I think I got a shtick here. I think, and not so fast came from Craig James here. He was on a show. He's a Texas guy, and he used to give me some stuff, and I used to get mad at him, and then I say, not so fast, my friend. But it was because of Greg James, I got it.
Coach, you mentioned Kirk Herbstreit, man, and you guys got a really unique, really cool relationship. It appears on and off the set.
Yeah.
What does Kirk mean to you?
Like a son. He's like a son. And it's been 25 years, I think. So I've seen him grow from a young guy to a really mature, the best guy in the business for calling games and being what we are. He's the best. And I keep telling him, whatever you do, you can give up that ABC. Don't give up the face. You're such a good-looking guy. Don't give up College Game Day, where they can see you. See, and when you're doing a game on a game, they never see you. Yeah. You could be Joe Schmo up there. But he's got a great job. He does. He's a great family man, and he's a terrific man.
Listen, College Game Day is something that I've been watching since I was a little kid. It's an amazing thing that is a staple in college football that everybody looks forward to seeing you on there. Talk to me a little bit about some of the best places that you've been to have College Game Day. What are some of your favorite places to go?
My favorite place is Oregon.
Okay.
And why Oregon? Well, Oregon is a 6 o'clock in the morning show. It's because it's 3 hours difference. And then the people have been there all night drinking, having a hell of a party, and they're all in the front. And then it comes up the duck. The Oregon Duck is my favorite mascot by far. He's so funny, I can't really explain it to you, but the Oregon Duck is a funny. He's like the San Diego Chicken. Remember how you get San Diego Chicken?
Yeah.
He's like a San Diego Chicken, only better.
Hey, Coach, you speaking about picking and putting the heads on and all that jive. What about, you've been doing it long enough, hey, look, it's 2020. I know you've received some really good, I don't want to, not hate mail, but really good, just jabbing you a little bit.
Wonderful, except I don't do it. See, I don't do it. I don't do the internet at all.
That's the secret.
I don't have Facebook. I don't have Twitter. I don't have anything. They don't know how to get in touch with me. They can say anything they want, but they can't find me. And that's one of the things the guys kid me. I'm in the 18th century when it comes to social media.
What about back when you were a coach? There had to be a time when you had some fans of the other team or something. People somehow find you, get you a letter in the snail mail or something.
Yeah, but that never got to me. Remember, I'm before the internet.
Yeah,
I was coaching before that. They couldn't find me then.
They couldn't find you at all. Yeah,
I was lucky and they couldn't find me. But you know the one thing about that's why I don't think I'd coach now for anything.
Yeah,
the social media. And no reflection on you guys or anything, but it is. I don't think it's fair. These guys take a criticism, and then they don't know. I don't mind being criticized, but if a guy knows who I know who is, come on, you're going to criticize me face to face, but not.
Yeah.
and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Now Herbstreit, he's a champion. He's Facebooking all over the place.
Hey, he's a great follow, man. He'll snap back at some folks every now and then on social media. And I love it.
He gets me. He gets me before the games.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. But I do it because it's him. I'm trying. You know, I'm being a former coach, I'm trying to get away from everything and away from the cast of thousands and be by myself. But he's got that thing. I don't know what it is.
Lee Corso is our guest, longtime coach in college football, of course, now co-host for College Game Day. Coach, my favorite game day moment, I'm a Houston Cougar. You came to University of Houston whenever they played SMU a few years ago, and you might have dropped a little bit of foul language on that one's College Game Day with Carl Lewis up there. Do you remember that? What led to all of that?
Do I remember that? Let me tell you, I had a stroke. I survived a stroke, and I had problems sometimes. And I couldn't get the head on right now, and I said the bad word, and they went crazy. Cried. And then they told me I had to make an apology and everything. But the best thing ever, listen to this. I get home, and my grandkids said, Daddy, you're a hero. Grandpa, you're a hero. You said the F word on television. Yeah. I said, what? They said, now everybody likes you. Yeah. It turned out to be a real positive thing from a negative thing. I was so sorry and so embarrassed. But, you know, I don't want to make an excuse, but I had a stroke. And at times it affects my speech. And at that time, it didn't. And Carl Lewis, I thought he was going to fall off his chair.
You're a legend at the University of Houston because of it.
We sure.
Hey, Coach, we had Mike Norvell.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, Mike is obviously doing a great job at Memphis. He's at your alma mater, Florida State now. You know, he's up against a tough job of rebuilding that program. And just your thoughts on Mike Norvell, Florida State. How do they get back? Your thoughts.
Well, first thing, Florida State's great place to coach. He's going to love it there. But it's a great job because all you got to beat is Clemson. You're not like these other conferences where you got to beat 5-6 teams or anything.
Sure.
You get Florida State to where they can beat Clemson again, and they're back. And they will eventually get them. But I haven't talked to him personally, but I'm one recommendation I give him. Whatever he does, he's got to go out and get a quarterback. I don't care what he does by recruiting the top 5-10. You got to give a quarterback. He better get a quarterback as soon as he can. He has to recruit a quarterback, not the assistant coach. The head coach has got to get a quarterback the first thing he does.
Coach, the Houston Texans have a pretty good quarterback that you followed a lot of at Clemson when he was there, Deshaun Watson. What do you think of him 3 years into the NFL?
Oh, terrific. I love his competitive spirit. He was the same way at Clemson. I'll never forget his fourth down for the championship against the Alabama. He rolled to the right and hit Renfro for a touchdown. That was a classic. That's the way I like the thing. He's a tremendous competitor, and they're lucky to have. Again, the team has got to have a quarterback. I don't care if it's here, Houston, or any place.
Yeah, everybody needs a quarterback. A 14 playoff right now, Coach. Do you want to see it expand anytime soon?
I don't want to see it expanded at all because ESPN covers it. we got a contract, and I don't want it to change at all. So they mess around with it. But 4 teams is enough. I tell you, 4 teams is enough because it showed it again this year. 3 of the 4 teams they had a record of 51-1.
Wow.
The records we're getting in the sense. And you got to have a great conference. But no, I don't like expansion.
Coach.
We're at the 2020 Bear Bryant Awards, Coach. And I believe this is the first year for the Heart of the Champion Award.
Yeah, that's nice.
So you're the original, man. Lee Corso, the original Heart of a Champion Award at the Bear Bryant Award Ceremony tonight. What does that mean to you? What does Bear Bryant mean to you?
Well, first of all, it means a lot to me to be the first. That means a lot, really, the Heart of a Champion. And I think, basically, I got it because I survived a stroke. I've had a lot of therapy, but a stroke, it still affects me. I mean, I've had a stroke 10 years ago, and it affects me tomorrow.
Well,
today.
I think you got it, Coach, because you had that stroke, and you keep on keeping on, my man.
I keep on, but that Bear, everybody doesn't know this, but I played for the Bear one game 64 years ago. I played for the Bear Bryant in the Blue-Gray All-Star Game.
Wow.
In Mobile, Alabama. Bear picked me to be the quarterback of his team. And we set a record. I'm the only quarterback in that game's history to get shut out.
I bet you Bear let you know about it. Then.
Yes, he did. Well, Bear and I teamed up. We got shut out. I said, maybe that's why I got the award.
Hey, that's the only thing I can relate to with Lee Corso is being shut out.
Yeah, I was going, can you imagine going to an All-Star game and having the greatest coach in the world? And he had Bear Bryant, Shug Jordan, and Jim Tatum were the staff members. Wow. And I was a quarterback. And we end up 0.
Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the Heart of a Champion Award, the first one given out at the Bear Bryant Awards. Hope to catch up with you down the road.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.